here's a bucket. I'll get back to that. While we were on field work, we traveled to a ton of different places. And what all of these places had was their own unique range of animals, plants, microbes, and even soil. Every place I went to genuinely felt like I was stepping onto a different planet. I would leave the Falkland Islands with its multicolored grasses and its marshy flat landscape, and then I would arrive into an icy white world with immense cliffs overlooking these massive fields of snow and ice. Every time I stepped onto the boat, it felt almost like entering my own private spaceship. Every single site we visited was precious, unique, and incredibly vulnerable to change. So, why are you looking at a bucket right now? Well, next to the bucket, you will see some zircon. If you've ever worked on a farm or at a vet's practice or hospital, you have probably seen this before. And I would really say that zircon was the most important piece of equipment that we brought with us. We really could not allow anything non-native to invade. So between each and every new site we visited, we made sure to give our clothes a really good scrub and inspected our boots for any seeds or dirt. I remember when we actually landed into South Georgia, I was standing on the deck of the boat with the whole crew, and I was so afraid that I was going to introduce some terribly invasive species into this super precious ecosystem. And I was so concerned that I went and grabbed the vacuum from the back room on the boat, and I brought it out onto the deck, and everyone was looking at me like I was a crazy person, and I started hoovering all the Velcro and all the pockets on my jacket. I swear, I saw a seed popping up into that vacuum, so I am super glad that I did it.